יעקב חללל חמישי רב פנחס שנייבל בן ישראל אמן.
I have to excuse my English, and it's not my first language. Nishma Mamalushin, as you say, because my mother spoke either Hungarian or Yiddish. But I'll still try. The actual thing, as in the holidays, Nagoyish holidays, you get together to sit and learn, that already shows a Mesiris Nefesh from everyone's part. Mesiris Nefesh nowadays means something different than Mesiris Nefesh in the time of the communism. Mesiris Nefesh nowadays means, Nefesh, everyone knows, means Retoinchem, Em Yeshes Nafshechem, Nafshechem Retoinchem. Someone wants to do something and he doesn't do it for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then that is called Mesiris Nefesh. He's giving away from himself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So everyone who gives away from his own time to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in a way Mesiris Nefesh. Secondly, we see the difference by Yisruel Lu'amen. I have someone who works by me, a goite, and she always, she's already 27 years there, and she always really looks so much on the Yiddish way. She says, comes Rosh Hashanah, by them, it comes a new year, Meshiket Zachum, you lot, and then you sleep all night, and then back to normal. And by you, if you see Rosh Hashanah as a solemn day, in the synagogue all day, and you pray all day, she says, your wishes by them would be a bit of more serious today. The difference from Ayid and Agoy, when you throw Luame, comes to a Rosh Hashanah, by Ayid, it's not a new year, you have to make a Din V'cheshbon, how the previous year went, what are your commitments for the year ahead of you, and by Agoy, you don't think, there's nothing. The idea, the klal, said in the Akaida, there's four madrigas in the Bria. Doimem, Tzoymayach, Chai, Medabe. A doimem is a piece of wood, a brick, is a doimem. It's as it is, doesn't change, doesn't grow. Tzoymayach is a tree, a blossom, a flower. Chai is a living thing, an animal. And a medabe is a human being. Zuk da Kaide is a fifth Madraike. And the fifth one is a Yid. Also, Rabbi Yerichem says, the sixth one. Someone aloy metoyer is a different Madraike. And it brings a raya from a Mishnah Novus. Chovev udam shenivre betzeile. Shenayim eke betzeile melekim usasuda. Chaviven Yisruel shenikri bunem lemuke. Shenayim bunem atem lashem elekai. Chaviv in Yisruel, shenitelem kli chemde, sheboy nevroel. So, there's any human being, there's a Yid, there's a loy betoyre. It's a sixth madrigas of Kirbirich. The Gemara says, Ashraichem Yisruel, kishem oilem, oilem adler ekiye, kishem yordim, yordim atle toim. So the Yul asks, Ashraichem Yisruel, what's so great about it? Kishem oilem, oilem adlerekiya, we understand. Kishem yordim, yordim atletoim, what's so great about it? Explain, I don't know, from whom to the word. What is a tzemayach? Is a tzemayach a doimim? Just has a mal of a tzemayach? Or it's a complete different thing? If I push the eye to this. When this blossom stops blossoming, you cut off the tree, it doesn't become a doimim, it becomes into nothing. It withers away, becomes to nothing. That shows that it's not a doimim, it's a tzemayach, it's not a doimim with a male, it's a complete different thing. A chai, an animal. Is it a tzemayach with a male that it's a living thing? No. Because when the behaima dies, you can't really stand close to it. So, it doesn't become a tzemayach, it rots away, and becomes to nothing. A udam, a human being, is it a chai with a male? Completely different. Completely different. Why? Because an animal, when it dies, you can use the meat, you can sell it, a goy, you can even a yid, you can use the skin, There's certain parts of it you can use, but a person dies, of no use. You can't use it at all. There's nothing left of it. That shows that the human being is a complete different species, a different thing. And what is a yid? Is a yid a human being with a mal of a yid or a complete different bria? This is the sin. Kishem oilem, oilem adle rekiya. Kishem yordim, yordim adle toim. When a yid, chas v'shulim, goes off, he is worse than a goy. He goes completely haywire, berserk. That shows that he's not a goy with a mal of a yid. He's a complete different species. Zashreichem Yisruel, kishem yordim, yordim atle toim. That shows that a Yiddish neshuma, a Yiddish person, is something completely different. It's a different. And Rabbi Yerichem says, that zechste zach. As someone who learns Torah is a complete different human being. Completely different. And just as you cannot explain to an animal what a human being is, the animal will never understand what a human being is. A goy will never understand a yid. You tell a goy you have to eat Shabbos. Okay, you eat Shabbos. But you can still put on a light. You're not doing any work. You're putting on a light. You can't smoke a cigarette? This mean he can't have 25 hours, he can't smoke a cigarette, he can't put on a tape. What's so terrible? You sit on the armchair, you relax, put on a tape. You can't explain it to a goy. The Zelbe Zachzuk Terbirichim. You can't explain someone who doesn't learn what is the meaning of learning Torah. He doesn't understand it. How can a person sit for 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours and sit and learn? He looks at you as crazy. It's like that cleaner in Lakewood Yeshiva. Someone, a friend of his, came in and he heard the arguing, the coilus of Rukun that was going on. And he tells this cleaner, what's going on here? Something happened? He says, listen here, I've been here for 25 years, but it's never come, they've never hit each other. It's always been like that. They're always screaming and shouting, but I've never seen a real fight. So don't worry about it. He doesn't understand. They sit and learn for hours and then arguing and fighting. Then what's happening? You can't. And someone who hasn't enjoyed the flavor of Torah will never understand how a person can sit and learn for hours and then. This is a sixth madrash. But the main difference was in the guy at the end is Ben Yisroel Amen. One of the Balamisa said, Zvideba Avdula, Hamartel ben koidish lechoil, ben Yisroel Amen, ben oil lechoishech, ben Yisroel Amen, ben yoim ashvi lechayshes yemahanas. Hamartel ben koidish lechoil, everyone understands. Koidish is koidish, and choil is choil, two different things. Yoim ashvi lechayshes yemahanas, everyone understands. A weekday is completely different from a Shabbos. You've got Lamites Meluchas on Shabbos, the Tfilis are different, the Kegel is different, the Shul, everything's different. Shabbos is a complete different day in the weekday. When you throw a woman, sometimes there's a bit of a loophole. But just as the other Avdulis are total and complete, the when you throw a woman has to be absolute. Avdul when you throw a woman, a complete Avdul, complete different. What's the difference? Where does the difference lie? The difference lies, as someone said, what's the difference between Yiddish Halucha, Yiddish Gesetz, and the Goyish law? They've also got laws. There's a parliament, there's a House of Lords, House of Commons, and they sit there, 650, now maybe I think they cut it down a bit. It used to be 650 MPs, so you got the speaker, maybe it's not an MP, 649, whatever, and they cut it to 620, whatever it is, and they sit all day, and they make laws. Whether the laws are made in the cabinet office and then brought to the House, doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? The difference is bullshit. The laws for Nagoy has got nothing to do with the benefit of the people. Nothing. You go and you read that all the politicians, if I may say so, no politicians around here, who read all the newspapers and they hear all the radio and television, and they know exactly Das HaKol, what the people want, and they make laws according to the will of the people. That's why we see so many changes of laws. How many things that are more, even a goy knew as is more semis. Even a goy knew certain things that you don't touch it. It's not nice. And now suddenly it's become mythic omer. You can become a president of the United States and be whatever you are. Doesn't make a difference. Because the laws for our goy goes according to the wish of the people. A Yiddish Gazette, the Rabbi Yishlom, knows exactly what's good for us, and he gives it what's good. Da flu in the Akdomek Sibis, says Hamoyer de Gevort. We see, Kufalai Makadosh Baruch Hu Haki Gigis. Toisfus, Fekchon de Kasha, Menir Rishoyim. The Yidden said Nasa Venishma. So what was the reason? Why did you have to put the hill on top of them and say, if you're not going to keep the Torah, Shomtai Kevarasim? They all wanted to keep the Torah. They said Nasa Venishma. Zuktaflu, there are two sorts of love. There's a friendship between two people. They like each other. They learn together. They sleep in the dormitory, in yeshiva together. They put a liking to each other. And there is a love of parents to a child. What's the difference between the two things? What is it? Completely different. You've got a friend. You're going to do anything and everything that he will enjoy. You'll never tell him what he doesn't like. You'll never do what he doesn't like, but you've got a friendship, and you want to keep the friendship. Automatically, because you want to keep the friendship, you'll only do things that your friend likes you to do. You won't tell him what he doesn't like to hear, because you're scared the friendship will disappear. A harvest of Leben is a likeness of the heart, a true likeness. You love him, and you are searching for his good. You're only going to do what's good for him. Sometimes the child doesn't understand because he's still a child. It's like the Baal Shem Chaim says many times. You take a child to a doctor or to a dentist and he gives you a prick and the child screams. And the father, says the Baal Shem Chaim, gives noch money to the dentist, to the doctor. And the child looks at the father, what are you doing? This person stecht me all along, cut me away, and you're paying him. You're paying him money for that. He loves the child, and he does what's good for the child. If the Rabbi Yishlon would have given the Torah because the Yidden said, Nasa v'nishma, it would sound, you like it, you're getting it. It's just because I like you, and I'm going to give you what you want. The Rabbi Yishlon wanted to show the Yidden, it's not because he said it's good, it's because it's taki good. It's be'etzim good. And therefore the Rabbi Yishlom said, whether you want it or not doesn't make a difference. It's got nothing to do with your likes or dislikes. I know what's good for you. And therefore I'm giving you the Torah. A Yiddish Mahalach is, he's got a Torah, and the Torah tells him what to do. Torah means learning, as the many tzaddikim used to say. I'm told the Zuckmanis, Andere, they came, and they said, they've learned a lot of Torah. And what has a Torah learned you? Torah means learning. It's two ways of learning. You learn the Torah, and the Torah teaches you how to behave and how to act. There's everything and anything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks in a year, that a person is obligated to act according to the Torah. I've said it many times, the Bakam Temushal, for the Chadish Harim. There are people who say, well, listen here, I'm allowed to go on holiday for a week. Like a week. 51 weeks I adhere to the Torah, and 1 week I'm on holiday. So the Chadish Harim used to say as a vetel, he once went to visit a friend, an old friend of his, who unfortunately wasn't so well, and he was in an institution. And he came there, and he started speaking and learning with him. And he saw this chave, it's a shitzach for him, he speaks and learning. I'm a chaya. So he says, Chadish Harim turns to him, and Chuldik Chavale, what are you doing in here? What are you doing in this place? So he went up to the Chadish Harim and gave him a good wallop on his face. And I said, listen here, a the Weltzucht Meshige is Meshige. Chadish Harim said, you don't have to be Meshige 24 hours a day to be Meshige. If you're Meshige for 1 hour in the day, you're also Meshige. What's the difference? He doesn't have to be Meshige 24 hours. A Yid is only a Yid if he's a Yid 24 hours a day, every single day of the week. You can't go on holiday if you're not a Yid. A Yid is confronted by many Nisyoinis, especially nowadays, as we all know. As Rav Ozon Shlita said, it's a Dora Mabel. many nesiyonos. But we have a Torah. There's guidelines. The Gedolei Yisrael who tell us what to do. We all know that Matan Torah said Ve'yisim li mamleches kahanim ve'goy kodesh. Says in the Pusik, Koy soyme le'bayis yanke ve'saged le'vnai Yisrael. That's Rashi, Chazal. Bayis yanke aylan ushim amir arak. Tell very nice things. Ve'saged le'vnai Yisrael. For the men, you say Dvurim akushim kigidim. Very harsh words. What were the words? Exactly the same words. Vatim, Aili Advurim Ashatadabe, Rashi says, Loi Puches Veloi Yoise. Didn't change one word different to the lady and to the men. So what is Koisoimel about Yaakov, Sagan of Naisel, or Chaim Akudish, already asked the Shalik? Shaitna Havashulim, and Sasemis, says Asak. The same word you can say to two different people, and they take it differently. You tell someone whose mind is not so strong. You tell him, you know what? You're a prince. I'm a prince. Jolly good. I'm going to have all the doors of the cars opening for me. Whatever I'm going to want to do, I'm going to have. I'm going to eat wherever I want, sleep wherever I want. I'll be wined and dined. I'll have servants all over. I'm a chayah. If you tell it to someone with a little more sense, he says, oh, I'm a prince. I have to be careful what I do. Every little infringement of the law will be splashed all over the media in a minute. And I'm not going to say, privacy, and chuldik dingale. If you're born into a royal family, forget about privacy, you're royalty. Whatever you do is world news, and it's going to be written everywhere. Nothing will help you. The Rabbi Yishloim says for the Yidin, V'atem tiyem li mamleches kahanim v'goy kudish. Rashi explains mamleches kahanim, surim, prince. Depends who you sell it to. You tell it sometimes to a person and he thinks, oh, very nice, our prince. But he tells it another person, it's an achrais. And it's both. And we have to realize it's both. We, a Yid, it's a privilege. Bunim atem lemukim. Chavivin Yisroel shenikri bunim lemukim. The boys with our father. Melech shemuchel al kvoyde, ein kvoyde muchel. Of shemuchel al kvoyde, kvoyde muchel. He's our father. He can forgive us. We can achieve it. On the other hand, because we are bunim lemukim, the achrayis is much stronger. It's a very strong achrayis. And that is why the behavior of a Yid has to be different 24 hours a day. It doesn't help if it's just different in a minute, it's different in a Shabbos. Because we are different. And it's a privilege to be different. It's a privilege. Nothing wrong with it. A Yid got ungetim wie a Yid. He behaves like a Yid. He talks like a Yid. It's a privilege. And that is why we say always, the Goyim say, you have to integrate. You have to more integration. It'll be much better. It'll be much worse. And it's shown in Deutschland before the war, there was integration. 50%, I don't know how many percent, of the professors were Yidden. So many politicians were Yidden. They were integrated totally and completely. And what happened? We know exactly what happened. Pinkverkehr. Sinis Yisrael does not come because the Yid acts differently. Sinis Yisrael comes because the Yid tries to act like a Goy. And the Goy looks with a Sugis Gvil. You don't take what I have. You behave like you look like a Yid, much better. My Zayde, the Chorin Levorchum, in the beginning in Manchester, in the first years he was there, he was all talking in Prestwich. Well, even Salford then wasn't as it's now, of course. And of course, Prestwich is walking in the street with how he was dressed, and a Yid came up to him and says, it's a Chilul Hashem to go dressed like this here in Manchester. Chilul Hashem. There was Mr. Feingold at a shop there in Prestwich. Oh, no. And he came running out to this person. This is a Chilul Hashem. The way you act is a Chilul Hashem, not this. The Shlomkes, the Motel Slonim at Yisroel, was once traveling on a bus. And there was some Israelis there, Freie Chevre, dressed in, Israelis in the top, with the short sleeves and short hosen, with the big hair and all that, We all know what it looks like. And one of them saw this Ramot Slonimer with his long Bekashir, with his hat. He used to wear such an hat, a boy going to Hitler. And he says, oh, And you're not ashamed to dress like this, like in the Altaheim and Poil, you're not ashamed of it? So he told him, listen, you are dressed like an animal, like Ude v'chave koide machet. You should be ashamed, not me. And of course, he had kept quiet. Ashamed? Ashamed to dress like a Yid? To act like a Yid? To look like a Yid? What's to be ashamed of? We shouldn't be ashamed. Always used to say this. He was in Vienna many, many years ago. And they told him, listen here. Here, you don't wear a shtramel on Shabbos. I suppose here you also don't. In this shield, you also don't wear a shtramel on Shabbos. But there in Wien, even those that did wear a shtramel were not allowed to wear it in the street. So the Rebbe was told that in Wien, so he says, listen, I don't have an Austrian passport. I have an Israeli passport. So I'm not meshibbet to the Wiener regulations. And therefore, I'm going to wear a shtramel on Shabbos. I'm not obligated to the Ayah Luchas. He said, the only people who said something was Sam Yidin, who stood at his side and pointed, Chilal Hashem. Not one guy raised a finger. What does this guy care? He can wear spikes, painted blue, green and red on his head, and the Yid can't wear a shtramel? What difference does it make? It doesn't disturb him. It's Hatuas. Hatuas, it doesn't disturb the guy, whatever the Yid wears. It doesn't disturb. What does it disturb him? There was a story in America of someone who was trying to get a position in a big moisset. It's okay, don't worry. Yeah, that's no problem. No problem for me. It came out that he had to have his, whatever it's called, his, forget the word, allude to me right now, but when they tried to speak to him about this new position he's getting, was pinked in the sphere, interview, was pinked in the sphere, and was thinking, should he cut his beard off in the sphere, or should he not? Normally he didn't cut his beard in the sphere. But, you know, he'll go there, interview with Preuße Kartenkepp, with these big people, and he's going to wear with the stechertige beard. It's not nice. He didn't know what to do. And he went to ask Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha Feinstein told him, listen, if you act according to the halacha, nothing wrong will be. Don't worry. Just don't worry. You do as the halacha says, don't cut your beard. And he went there. And he was accepted. And the person, the head, CEO, whatever it is, of this department, said, listen, I knew it was a sphere, that Eden don't cut the beard. And I was going to check on you. If you would have cut your beard, I would not have accepted you. That means you're a person without principles. And I don't want in my office people without principles, because then whatever he'll change, he'll toss a turn or something whenever the wind blows. And because you came with a sphere, you showed you're a principled person, that's why I accepted you. You don't lose out by going according. Of course, there's Ramosha Feinstein who told someone he can cut it. It was in the Shiva, and this person, someone here in London, had a dinner with the Queen Mother, the president of Medina, and Ramosha Feinstein passed him to the Queen. You ask a Gudel be Yisroel, whatever this Gudel says, that's Das Teure. You know, Ramosha Feinstein writes in a cipher that to someone who differed with him, says, listen here, you read newspapers and other things, and therefore your mind is not Teuredik. I've never looked in a newspaper, I've never read any magazines, nothing, and my mind is pure Teure. That's the big own of Ramosha Feinstein, writer and achiever. His mind, you ask a Gudel be his rule, and whatever he says, that's Teure, and finished. But that's a Yid. A Yid acts, walks, talks, everything is Teuredik. It's not enough you don't talk miserverte. A Yid has to talk Teuredik, has to act Teuredik. That's a Kiddush Hashem. But it's the Kiddush Hashem. That is what we are. That is the essence of a Yid, is that he's completely different than a Goy in every way. That's how it should be. It's not always like that, unfortunately, but that's how it should be. That's the way the Rabbi Shlomo made it. And therefore nowadays, when it gets more and more difficult because of all the technology and everything, it's a bit of Mesiras Nefesh. Yeah. Nowadays, sometimes a Yid needs quite a bit of Mesiras Nefesh to act and to behave according to the Torah. And because it's more difficult, the schar is much greater. And that's why when Mashiach will come, he'll see. He'll see everything. Said it many times. Soiv dova hakel nishme. So Rabbi Yoine, soiv dova hakel nishme means, in the end of the time, when the time comes, hakel nishme, everything will be known to everyone. There'll be no secrets. Says there, when a person, mishteltem ledin, after 120, or when Mashiach had come, we don't talk after 120, Mashiach will soon come, will still every person let in, and everyone will be able to watch how the din is. And there's no hiding, because everything is on film. Everything's nothing, nothing. Whatever you think, no one will ever know, everyone will find out. Hakel nishma, everyone will find out. And therefore it's imperative and it's important. That's the main thing, the main aspect of a Yid, is that he's different than a Goy. He acts differently. Why? Because I'm a Yid. And I've got a Torah, and the Torah tells me what to do. I'm not my own balabus. I've got a Torah. As the Chofetz Chaim used to say, the well-known saying, anyone who's got a query can go and ask the Torah itself. The Torah. Because everything is written in the Torah. We just have to find it. Not always we find it. But someone who's got Das Torah finds it in the Torah. And the Torah is written, this is the way to behave. Whether it's Ben Udam Lamukim, Ben Udam Lachavairoi, Ben Ish Leishtoi, everything is written in the Torah. We have a way, a booklet, as the Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein once, whether he bought a new machine at home, whether it was a, I don't know what, the price of machine was there, got. And of course, with the machine came a booklet with instructions. Ah, he was very happy. What was he so happy about? If a little machine has instructions, so the human being, it's a big machine, a massive machine, needs instructions. The Torah is our instructions. And everyone understands it. As you can't have a machine, you haven't got instructions. Something goes wrong, what are you going to do? You don't know what to do. So you have instructions. The Torah is our instructions for our way of life. And if we go according to the Torah, then we have a blessed life. Like someone of Cheskel Levenstein was once asked why he never goes on holiday. Holiday? What for? What do you need holiday? He asked. Because a person needs to relax. What? Doesn't understand. Why do you need to relax? Because a person is stressful. Stressful? Why are you stressful? You don't know what we're talking about. He's never stressful. Someone went into his room. In Ponovich, he had his own room. But Afsuka between Misef and Minche on Yom Kippur. No solemn day. He was sure he'll see the Cheskel every time coming in. And taking out a tilim and weeping away. And he was hiding under a bed and saw the Cheskel every time coming in. And dancing, singing. And he was dancing. He was happy. A Yid who goes according to the Torah is always happy. You've got the Torah. You know you're doing right. What do you care about someone else? No stress. It's very easy to say, but you have to be a Cheskel Levenstein to say that. No stress, no holidays, everything's fine. You don't need anything. The Ponovich Rav made him a room with a bed. And he never used the bed. He never used it. It was as it was put down, I don't know how many tens of years earlier. It was for during the day. By night he went to his own flat. He didn't need it. He was relaxed with the Gemurah, with the Svurim, although he looked very serious. He never saw a smile on his face, but he was still relaxed. If a person acts and lives according to the Torah, then you lead a happy and contented life. I shall help him. We should all have the schis to live al pi Torah and be Torah-digger people, and without the schis, be Kura, to be Mekabel Panay Mashiach.